Immigration and Customs Enforcement have stepped up arrests and deportations in Wyoming and Colorado this year, which has kept Berenice Rendon busy. In April, she began her post leading the Mexican consulate in Denver, which works to support Mexican citizens living in Colorado, as well as eastern Wyoming and eastern Montana. Wyoming Public Radio's Tennessee Watson spoke with Consul General Rendon on her recent trip to Cheyenne to visit with Governor Matt Mead, as well as political leaders, law enforcement, and Mexican community leaders.
Is this your first visit to Wyoming?
Yes, it is. And I understand there's a lot of beautiful places that I need to visit sometime in the future.
We know that since Trump began his presidency that there's been an increase in arrests by Immigration and Customs Enforcement in Colorado and Wyoming. What does that mean for your work and the responsibilities of the consulate?
Yeah, well, usually and before this new situation in the United States, we always work with police departments. We work with immigration officials, because we need to be in contact with them to find out where Mexicans or when Mexicans are being arrested. And they are supposed to tell us also, according to the Vienna Convention on Consular Relations. But after this new situation with the government of President Trump, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs in Mexico has instructed us to work even harder. So part of our job is to visit also the jails, prisons, detention centers. And we have at the consulate, we have created what we call a legal defense center. So we are more intentionally trying to find out what the situation is and where to allocate our resources for the defense of the rights of Mexicans.
We're talking a lot about Mexicans as immigrants and as recent immigrants, but in this part of the country, Mexicans also have deep roots here. And I was wondering, when you took the post, did that thought cross your mind that you were going to a place in the United States that less than 200 years ago was Mexico?
Yes, of course. We always have that in mind as Mexicans. You can see it by the names of the state, you know. Colorado is a Spanish word that means reddish or in the red color. This, of course, was part of Mexico. Not only this, California, Texas, Arizona, some other pieces of states that were part of Mexico. And as many of these populations say, we didn't cross the border. The border crossed us. So that's in the mindsets of many people here. But we have to work with the reality. There's talk about 35 million people of Mexican descent in the United States. And that is from the people that their families stay here for five, six, seven, or I don't know how many generations. There's people that came here in the big wave of the Bracero program at the Second World War, when the United States needed the workforce, and because the Americans were all over Europe fighting a war. And so we have like cycles of immigration, but that is an answer to the need of a workforce in the United States. I read the other day that some of the ski areas are complaining because they are not getting enough workforce, so there is a need. We have very successful program with Canada on agricultural workers, and Mexico for a long time has tried to do something like that with the United States, but here there hasn't been the conditions for that.
This feels like one of the more tense moments in U.S.-Mexico relations, and I'm wondering what impact that has on your work.
It's not in the whole country as things are happening, but there are some states that are even more complicated. Texas just recently passed legislation against the sanctuary cities or sanctuary movement. And there seems to be that in Texas in particular is going to be more complicated to be an immigrant, even though it's a state that has a big, big population of immigrants. And then you see California, and it's the opposite. Here in this area, Colorado seems to be like in the middle. We haven't seen any local legislation against immigrants, and we hope that it doesn't happen, because that's what it's more scary for everyone, no?
Is part of your work in coming to Wyoming to understand, for example, where Governor Matt Mead's head is at and what his attitude is towards immigrants in his state?
Yeah, well, in general, our job is to have good relations or promote relations between Mexico and the different states, because it's not only the immigration issue, it's trade, is cultural and education exchanges, and any other issue that we can work with the Wyoming government or the Cheyenne local government to improve our relations, but also to assist our population.
Wyoming Public Radio's Tennessee Watson spoke with General Consul Berenice Rendon during her first trip to Wyoming, including a visit with the governor. 90% of that conversation was about trade issues, according to Governor Mead. He said during a press conference that he is not in support of sanctuary cities.